Blog Talk Radio.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm my own man. All the ladies say he's lying, they don't really want to leave him alone. I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own trends. Baby girl, I'm setting the tone. I'm a trendsetter.
WSTT video on this Sunday. I am Cool Chick. I am joined by Mr. Dictator himself. What's going on, Dictator? How are you?
Cool Chick, I am chilling like a mofo. I cannot complain. It's been a great weekend here in the A.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I do believe we also have Big Izzy on the line, too. Big Izzy, you there?
Yo, yo, yo.
What's going on? How are you?
In studio. Big Izzy, where you been?
Say it again.
I said, how y'all feeling this Sunday? What's going on with y'all?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm alive.
I know that's right. So how's the weekend? Dictator, how was the weekend? I know we talked last night. You were out in them ATL streets. What was going on?
Listen, Atlanta never fails me. I love Atlanta because no matter what weekend it is, it's like a celebrity big time weekend. You know, this past Saturday, I actually did not do a whole lot. I went and played spades. I went to an event hosted by a brother named Leonard Beattie, and he did a. It's called the Best of Both Worlds. He basically combines two different types of events into one event, and the venue he used, I forget the name of it. It's like 448 bar 448 or something. But on one side,
you said what?
Can you guys hear me?
I said it sounded like a swingers party.
You know what?
Swingers party. I can't speak on that. But this is actually a spade party. On one side was spades. On the other side was like a 70s, 80s, 90s party. And they rocked out on that side. But I was I'm a spades head. So I went over there on a spades table and spanked, just wiped out the place.
I was like a plant,
and,
what? I said, it sounds like a porn set, man. What the hell's going on? Oh,
man. No, they didn't have cameras. They had a big studio and lighting and, you know, ready to print out
on
the spot. So there's some stuff on camera, but I didn't see anything pornographic. Otherwise, you know, I'd have whipped out my phone. Keep your head right. I'd have whipped out my phone and I would have recorded it. I would have recorded
it. Okay, so check this out. I mean, I've been in Atlanta for about 5.5 years now, and this is the first time I've heard of this event. Was this their first event that you know of, or is this like a regular thing?
You know, I believe it is a I always see it in my news feed and Facebook, and I always ignore it because when I see the Best of Both Worlds, first off, I get too many events in the first place. But when I see the Best of Both Worlds, I immediately think about the R. Kelly, Jay-Z album.
Jay-Z.
And I really
didn't even
care for that album. I like one song, you know, Fiesta or whatever it was called. And so I'm like, what is it? You know, I just never really paid attention. But what grabbed my attention is when they put spades, and that just changed everything. I was like, okay.
Okay.
So I went there, and like I said, I went in. I was in there dancing, like, you know, they almost play Poison. They played Do Me by BBD, But they'd have played Poison, it'd have been over. I'd have did like the Chinese typewriter and MC Hammer joint.
Every time I hear that song, I think of you. I'm like, oh, I can see him now, dancing on the dance floor, doing his thing.
Oh man, I gotta see them in concert. I want to see them. I want them to come to a birthday party or something of mine.
Okay.
We gotta get Jay for Cool Check. We gotta get him to just walk in one day. We need to have you at like OSS, you know, for your birthday, and then I need Jay-Z to just come in and be like, "Allow me to reintroduce myself."
Yes, absolutely. That would be a great day. That would be the best day ever in life. Ever.
So Jay, if you're out there, you gotta do it for you. You gotta do it for us, man. Jay Z is definitely, you know what, I'm gonna work on that. That's what I gotta do. Work on that. So.
Okay. All right. Oh, what's up? You know, you were talking about FaZe, and a lot of time, you know, being from the Rock, upstate New York, a lot of people in Rochester love to play FaZe. And speaking of the Rock, we are joined by the Monk. Monk, what's happening, babe? How are you?
Nothing's fresh from Shaolin.
Oh.
You know how we do it, baby. You know how we do it. So what's going on? What's going on with this stage from here? And y'all, who's trying to make something happen? What's going on?
See, that's what I'm talking about. People from the Rock get hyped when you talk about stage.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Now, Big Izzy's still upstate, up in Syracuse. Do they play stage as much up there in Syracuse as they do in Rochester?
Yeah, they do, but it's not as passionate. I will have to admit that the last time I went to the Rock to play some spades and some punk, man, there was almost a small riot.
Right.
You know, black folk, you know, don't know how to act when they get hot outside, so I tend to try to stay away from black folks playing cards. And it gets anything above 73 degrees, no, hell no. That's a prime situation, man. Somebody get hit inside the head with a drum bump, man.
Right.
You got to understand, Izzy, actually, it's not even about black folks. Rochester, people from Rochester are kind of volatile anyway. So anything will get them hyped up if it's over 73 degrees. It could be a funeral. It could be anything. Oh. They're like, yo, it's time to fight. And I'm like, okay. You know, we got people kids fighting at the bus station. You know, it's like, yo, this number 7 taking too long. You know,
yeah.
I don't know.
I was down there on by Childline Street, by one of those places. They sell garbage plates down there, and a fight almost broke out over a garbage plate. I had to get the hell out of there, man.
Right. Nobody wants to get hurt over a garbage plate. I just make my own version at the house.
Exactly. You know what? If I want a garbage plate, I just drop my plate on the floor, pick it back up, and eat it. That's how I feel about Big House.
So, Dictator, we were both out in them streets last night. You were on one side, I was on the other side. I was in downtown Atlanta, down at the Sheraton at Old School Saturday. You know, that's a once a month event they have going on.
You know, hey, Mark, man, what's going on with our co-hosts, man? There's a lot of stuff going down at, you know, sketchy little scenes, man. I think they're trying to say cold words for some sort of little prostitution ring that they set up down there.
I have no idea. I'm usually in Silent Temple.
The monk knows about Old School Saturday. The monk knows about OSS.
That's one of, man, I wish they would bring that to the Rock. I actually talked to a couple of promoters about something like that, but they didn't think it would hit there. So they thought that that mostly people in the Rock want to see somebody, like you have to bring like some type of talent. And so then they looked into the cost effectiveness of that, and they didn't think it would work. And I was like, man, it worked big time in Atlanta. And they were like, yeah, but Atlanta got more people. Here, they not in the Rock, they're not going to come out unless you have, you know, some kind of special guest to them. So,
right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I still want to know how Old School Saturday is as successful as it is. I mean, to be able to bring out that many people once a month and everybody, you know, everybody just comes, chills, dances, everybody's looking nice. Like, I don't even know how they do it. So
I think
consistently for 10 years
with
the same ugly logos.
think also what it has a lot to do with too. You go all month with this garbage that they got on the radio,
yeah,
and stuff like
that's
that.
True.
People can't wait to
that's
go
true.
And
yeah.
have a good time with, you know, our music.
Real music.
That was originally about having a good time and just
right.
having
yeah.
fun and stuff.
Yeah.
And so people, like, they want to get out and do those old school dances and all that and laugh and have a good time. How partying is meant to be, not, you know, about, you know, how you can cook cocoa or none of the Lolo
right.
and all this other stuff and truffle
right.
butter.
They got a new song out.
Other.
They
yeah,
got a new
so.
Song out. They was just talking about it, setting the tone. I believe Lonnie brought it up where he was saying – He enjoyed the song until he found out what it meant, and it was a. Mm-hmm. I think it was a. It was a
truffle butter.
Nicki Minaj
right?
song, truffle butter. Truffle
right.
butter.
Yes.
Do you guys know what truffle butter means?
You know, I just learned what truffle butter meant like 3 weeks ago. No lie.
I know.
I
learned like last night on
Game of Thrones. Butter is.
Truffle butter?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know what it is, Izzy?
I looked it up on the Black Dictionary, whatever that, the dictionary.
Urban.
The mm-hmm. Urban, yeah, the Urban Dictionary one day after the song came on. And I was like, oh, okay, Drake was good. And then Nicki, that sounded cool. And then when Lil Wayne, I was like, he's destroying the song. And so I was like, man, I actually like the beat more than I like what they were saying. So I mm-hmm. looked up and found where they had got the original beat from. And I've been jamming that, and I haven't really been jamming the actual song because it was
the actual track.
And then so, yeah, because what they were saying, and then I looked it up and was like, yeah, no.
Right.
If you go to my... If you go to my page, you can actually hear the actual song that they got it from. And I actually like that better. I rock out to that. So
can y'all educate me? What on earth is truffle butter?
Oh, please don't ask us. Who
yeah,
wants
I'm
to do
that? I'm gonna need for you to Google that. I'm gonna need for you to do that. In
America,
no, just tell me.
We need to stop. Rap music has went to an all-time low. We really need to slow it down. We need to take action and say, you know what, we like you as artists, but you got to stop. Some things you need to just put in a black box. You need to throw it out in the ocean like Bad Boys 2. Truffle butter mm-hmm. is one of those things where you should keep that to yourself.
Yes. Yeah,
so I'm
going
to read
the
definition according to the Urban Dictionary. This is
Urban
sponsored
Dictionary.
By UrbanDictionary.com. It is. Let's see here.
Let me mute my phone.
You,
I don't need to listen to this again. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Truffle butter is when you pull your
manhood.
When you pull out of a butthole and continue having sex with her. In the appropriate hole, and there's a tan, buttery substance around.
No!
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're done. Okay, we got it. Why do people do this?
Like,
why do
right,
people make songs about this?
This? Right.
And the fact that it's on
America, we have got to stop with the
oh
BS. We're letting retards, it's like retards going wild. We have let the And I ain't talking about the people that are challenged, mentally challenged because they can't help it. I'm talking about people that could help it, but they are mentally challenged because they either smoke drugs or what have you. I don't know what the problem is. They didn't have good parents. I don't know. Whatever the reason, we are letting these people go wild. We need to let it stop. We need to stop it. This truffle butter, come on. It's too much. It's gone too far.
Yeah,
TMI.
It's too much.
And there's a couple of things that I find wrong, right? One, first, it was on Nicki's album, right? So there, this lady influences girls all over the world, right? And then on top
right.
of that, this the music that's played in the middle of the day, you know, right in the back when I was coming up, certain music got played on college radio and didn't get played on regular radio stations. Or it didn't get played until after the lights, you know, street lights came on, after it was dark.
Right,
You can turn on the radio and find these songs on the radio now about these hoes aren't loyal, some truffle butter, and your neighbor knows my name. You know, and it's just like, you can't really ride in the car. I feel sorry for parents, you know, because if you're trying to ride in the car, you either got to just be like, I don't care, or you to try to raise your kids right, you got to turn off the radio, you know, because and they
you
do a terrible job at bleeping these phones out.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I did a school dance the other weekend.
That was girls getting truffle butter, A hole in the B hole, and Lord have mercy.
They don't play that kind of music at Old School Saturday.
No, you said you did a school dance a couple of weeks ago, and you know the kids gave me, you know, sent a playlist of the different songs that they would like to hear or whatever. And I usually definitely do that for the younger kids because like there's songs that'll come out for them like this morning that they'll love. They'll have a dance to it. They'll know all the lyrics. And you know, and it just came out this morning, so they want that immediate, right? And so they sent me a list, and I started looking for these songs, and finding radio versions was really hard. So, and then some of the curse words and stuff that was in there, and then even what it was talking about, it was like, really? You know, trying to edit these songs and or find the radio versions was almost impossible. And then even if you find radio versions, right, and you get there to the dance, and you play the song, and then you could barely hear what the conversation is about on the song, but all the kids know the words, so they're still saying the words that.
Right, exactly.
Right, they're filling in the blanks.
Right, they're filling in all the blanks.
Wow.
You can turn the song down if you want to. They'll fill in all the curves. It was like, really?
Right.
So, yeah, I think, to be honest with you, I got to finish out this school year with school dances for the rest of this month and next, and then I think I'm giving up doing DJing for the youngins. Nah, it'll be over with. It's gonna be strictly old school, or
yeah,
you know, I just do grown folks type stuff. I can't do it no more because I'm sitting there more nervous than anybody, and you know, and the teachers, they don't know. But I know. I'm like, oh,
right.
Teachers
know.
Right.
It's just crazy.
Teachers,
man.
Freaks down there in Atlanta. They're jumping on some kids.
You know,
come on.
Y'all don't know. Y'all know the teachers be down there jumping on them kids. What the hell? You know, shit, the teachers be sitting there texting on their phone while the kids over there dancing to that truffle butter mess. They know.
And I did get to see his principal drop it like it's hot. That was interesting. A principal.
The administrative report team, please report to the gym.
So crazy. Well, speaking of music, I know everybody
real
has
music.
Heard that, yes, real music, the King of Blues, Mr. B.B. King himself, passed away on Thursday.
Oh man.
He was 89 years. He was 89 years old. They did say though that 2 weeks ago he said that that he was in a home hospice after suffering from dehydration, and he passed Las Vegas. Now that is soul music, that music that everybody loves.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows a track from B.B. King. That's that feel-good music. Get you out on the dance floor. Just have you moving. Just, you know, it's just interesting just how music has changed. I don't even want to say evolved. Because
devolved.
When I think of evolve, I think of growth.
Yeah, devolved.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. So,
yeah.
Yes, the King of Blues has passed away. But, you know, as famous as he was, we're never going to not hear his music anymore. You know what I mean? His music
absolutely.
Will always come up.
Absolutely.
It's legendary. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So,
listen, do you have, listen, we need a tribute. You have a thoughts on a B.B. King jump off. I mean,
yeah, you got
so people know because
let's
show America what real music is.
Oh, there you go.
There we go, baby. We'll do a tribute real quick and then we'll come back. We'll talk about it on the other side.
Thank you. No, you can.
Little BB King, The Thrill Is Gone.
Right.
You hear Lucille? Wow. He was doing his thing on Lucille, boy.
We're gonna play that one a little bit later too.
Yeah, we gotta talk. Now, do you guys know how he got his, how he came up with his name for his guitars? Because, you know, Lucille is actually a string of guitars that were all made from the same brand, from the same maker. But do you know how he got the name of that guitar? A little pop trivia.
Please enlighten me.
Yeah, I'm not sure. How'd it happen?
Circuit got him some truffle butter from a girl named Lucille. There you go.
You know what?
No, it had nothing to do with truffle butter, I assure you.
They were not talking about truffle butter back in those days.
I hope not. They probably were, but, you know, I mean, we got here somehow. You know, they had to be doing something for us to be here, so I don't know if they were just, never
mind. That's
wrong. I don't even, that's the visual. I'm erasing that. Back to Lucille.
Yeah.
So, I mean, back in, like, I guess the mid-50s, BB was actually performing at a dance in Twist, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And a few fans, they actually became unruly. Basically, two men got into a fight, and they knocked over a kerosene stove. They set a fire the whole hall, so everybody had to race outdoors to safety, and everyone was safe. But then BB realized, I left my guitar. And it was a $30 acoustic guitar, but he loved it. So he actually ran back into the burning building, retrieved the guitar, almost was killed. So he later found out that the men were fighting over a woman named Lucille. And so he's like, I'm going to name my guitar Lucille to remind myself to never do no crazy thing like fight over a woman.
I know that's right.
Wow.
I did not know that story. That is so interesting.
Yep. That's exactly. Ever since then, he was like, you know what? Every Gibson guitar he bought or he had made, because after a while it became, in like in 82, they connected and did his own brand or, you know, his own flavor. He said, I'm going to go ahead and call each one of them Lucille. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. Now, do you know what the BB stands for in BB King?
I don't know.
It stands for Blues Boy, but they shortened it up from Blues Boy to BB. And he used to work at a radio station in Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah. So, and his radio station name was Blues Boy, and then they changed it, and, you know, they shortened it to BB. Yeah.
Okay. So,
I was wondering,
has a better kind of ring to it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was wondering, because I know his first name is actually Riley, like off Boondocks.
Yep.
So I know his first name is Riley, you know, King or whatever, you know, Riley B. King. So I'm like, okay, what's the other B? So I was like, I don't know. I guess he just figured maybe he had like a bad hair, BB shots. And so, you know, they call him BB King. I didn't know what the reason was for that. So good to know. Good stuff. But, okay, you talk about artists who feel like, you know, they're doing things. Like you got Bad Boy back in the day. You got Luke, who's released a lot of albums. You got even right now Young Money, who's released a lot of albums. BB King released over 50 albums.
Wow.
Over his lifespan.
Wow.
So, you know, if he only released, I shouldn't say only, but if he released 50 albums, imagine how many additional songs he had out there. Like Tupac. It seemed like Tupac had so many songs, but not that they're connected.
Tupac still coming out with albums. Tupac featuring Drake.
Right? Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, if you release them, you still have probably like 10 more per album that didn't get on the album, you know?
They weren't released. Right, right.
That's
awesome,
a lot of music.
And like I said, it's a lot of music. And it's soulful music. Like the things he was saying were things that people don't even understand, like our youth don't even understand exist right now.
Mm-hmm.
The pain or the love you can have for a woman or for a person, and the pain you can suffer through dealing with the wrong person, and or you know the love you can feel for dealing with the right person. These are things that they're not even thinking about. They want to sing about shooting or selling drugs, and that's fast money. Oh, I got this and I got that, and it's like, well, you got all these things, but you're not really. It sounds to me like they're not really even happy. They're putting on a front. That's how I feel with the artists of today.
I'm very, very scared about what the future of our community is going to look like because, you know, again, coming from my perspective, I've always been, you know, somewhat of an old soul. I've always had a praying grandmother. So I'm thinking, you know, what the hell is the black community going to look like when the twerk team is the grandmothers? What the hell are we going to do?
What's already happening? You see it.
Yeah, I know, and I just, you know, it's a little bit now because they're a generation behind us, so we're now the dads. We're now the young, you know, my generation is now the young dads, the uncles, you know, the guys who are, you know, taking over a little bit at the barbecue. But, you know, when the twerk team is 60 years old, oh, my God, woo, it's going to be a mess out here.
Right.
It is. It really is. And it's already starting to be. I'm seeing grandmothers hang out with kids and grandkids damn near. You know, I'm seeing all kinds of strange stuff. And I'm just like, okay, this is not working out. Like grandma or mom shouldn't be hanging out with daughter at the club. It just,
right.
I understand the mom likes the new music out there, but the mom has to be the matriarch. And, you know, I'm not seeing that whole hierarchy
anymore. And not try to be the best friend.
Right. No, you still have to be someone they're looking up to, someone prestigious.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have a Michelle Obama in your family. There should be someone or something, you know, someone you look up to and say, you know what, I did some messed up stuff, but I'm striving to be like Auntie so-and-so or like Grandma or like my mom. You know, now they don't even have this generation behind us, they don't even really have anyone to look up to in their family to say,
right. Okay.
This is how music should sound. Okay, this is how what I should be thinking about. And even though I'm not doing it right now, because, I mean, as kids, we're not going to do, we weren't doing everything by the book. You know, we were going in just like any, you know, any other kid. But we still knew. I think that these kids don't even know. They don't even know what's right. That's how I'm feeling right now. Like, they're soulless. Like, you look through their eyes and you don't even see a soul in there. Like, you don't even understand what love is.
My fear is that we now, this generation that's coming up, is a very impatient generation. And my fear is that they're going to lose that connection between taking the time to getting to know people, taking the time to getting to learn new information. It's like they are extremely impatient and they want everything immediately. And so that scares me because it's like, what direction is this going to go in? You know what I mean? Like, when are we just, it's okay to be patient. You know what I mean? It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to take your time. Everything does not need to happen instantaneously. So that's kind of my fear. And, you know, and then they want this instant gratification. But I do think that comes from social media. You know what I mean? You post a picture on social media and you want to know how many likes you can get in a certain amount of time. You know, and I think that kind of social media has a very large impact on the confidence and just
think,
the way the world interacts with one another.
I think social media definitely has a huge impact, but working as a web professional myself in the IT industry, in the IT sector, I feel that social media is a tool that can be used either way, and unfortunately they're using it for the wrong reasons. That instantaneous gratification could also work if you need a school project done, but that's not what they're using it for. They're using it to find out what truffle butter means.
Yeah, well, we just did too. I mean, we're grown and we just did too, bro.
Exactly.
Can't really jump on them.
But we also, used it to look up what BB King stand for. What did BB stand for?
We also listened to different.
Yeah. So it's a tool. It can be used for good or evil.
And since we're talking about BB King and we're talking about young people, let's talk about BB King, how many kids he had. This man definitely left a legacy. 15 kids, y'all.
15?
Wow.
Yo, him and Lucille was knocking them down.
Oh.
I don't know what I don't know what he was talking about when he said ain't no love in the city, because he definitely was getting mad love.
He was spreading the love, too.
I know, right? Hey, baby. Do your thing, boy.
Hopefully, we're gonna hope that he took care of all 15, and it'll be interesting to see. We would have heard otherwise. You know, the media would have been great. It would have been quick to say, "Well, he's left a legacy behind. He's left the kids that's been shambles to pay for his funeral," or whatever they would say.
Exactly.
I mean, next thing you know, it'd be on the top of New York Times somewhere. BB King Gate. You know?
Right, yeah, exactly. You know, they can't
wait. They would smear his name. Like, kind of like they did James Brown. Yeah, they did him pretty dirty. You know, he was drunk on air. They knew he was drunk. They shouldn't even let him get on. You know? it was kind of sad. You know, James Brown was, I mean, that his last days were like, oh, man, don't do him like that. You know, they just did him
dirty,
you know?
Yeah.
Red Fox, they're like, oh, yeah, he died. He owed taxes. You know, now he's un-American. You know? It's like, oh, come on. Don't do that. Red Fox, you know?
And when he died, he put his middle finger up. Now, oh yeah, Jack.
Oh geez.
Y'all so crazy. So listen, what else is going on in the world? Let's talk about these NBA playoffs that are now heading to the NBA Finals. The Houston Rockets took it today in Game 7.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
And the Hawks are going to be playing the Cavs. The Finals start on Tuesday. There's a game Tuesday night, and then there's a game on Wednesday night.
Will the Hawks take it all the way? Cool chick?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know if the Hawks are going to get past LeBron and the Cavs. I really don't know. I think the Hawks have had a great season. In the last game, with Paul Pierce and that three that he almost hit against with the Wizards. Oh my gosh, that was crazy. But I don't know if they can. They've had a great season, and I think the Hawks are a great team because they have very strong teamwork. Mm-hmm. You know, like Cleveland has LeBron, and you know the Rockets have Harden and Dwight Howard or whatever like that. But I kind of feel like I kind of feel like the Hawks have more of a team roster. You know what I mean? They don't have like a big standout player, and I think that's awesome. But I don't know if they'd be able to beat the Cavs to take it all the way.
That would be something if the two best teams from each division actually meet up. Because in the Golden State, when Atlanta went to Oakland. The Golden State beat them, but when Steph Curry and them came here to Atlanta, Atlanta crushed them. So, I mean, they were the two best teams this year, and that would be something. I don't know if it'll happen, but, man, that would be something to watch.
I think
we can do it.
Especially for people in Atlanta. Because we'll go from watching LeBron 1 week and then the next week go and watch Steph Curry and them. So, I mean, that's what I'm hoping to happen. You know what I'm saying?
You just think they're going to win?
I said they're going to win, but I have no factual basis behind my opinion at all whatsoever. Other than I like Atlanta.
He said as a city. He's so crazy. Hey, maybe being in Atlanta it may just be a good look, you know, for the city to get that win. So, I mean, I think the playoffs have been awesome this season. I absolutely love the playoffs, and I definitely will be watching as much of the finals as possible. Everybody seems to be really hungry. You know, again, I mean, the Rockets and the Clippers, they went to Game 7. I feel like there's been a lot of buzz beaters and that kind of thing, you know, D. Rose and LeBron, them responding to each other on the buzz beaters. So it's been great. So I think the playoffs are going to continue that energy. I love this time.
Speaking of sports, we also got the Deflategate still going on, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Tom Brady, Deflategate. What's really going on?
They like, look, leave me alone. I don't got nothing to do with that. Get off me.
Oh, man.
I would be like, you know what? Don't y'all got something to do? Like, get off me. Get off my sack. You know, go truffle butter somewhere. Go truffle butter somebody or something. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
That's what I would say. I would tweet that. I'm not that big of a celebrity.
Monk, you're like an E-lister. Oh, Lord. Uh-huh. Monk, you're pretty big on NBA. NBA we were talking about, but also the NFL. What do you think about this whole Tom Brady Deflategate, him getting, you know, the Patriots losing a draft pick and 2015 and 2016, and him getting fined and all that without pay. Isn't he suspended too for like 4 games without pay?
Yeah, I feel like this. See, last year when they caught the little league team in Chicago, and they found out that it wasn't even the team itself. It was the parents and the coaches and stuff that they had actually cheated. They stripped that little league team, those little kids, of their World Series championship. So I feel personally that they need to strip Tom Brady, since he used those deflated balls to get to the AFC championship game. They should at least strip him and the New England Patriots of the AFC championship title, and not go as far as the Super Bowl, but at least the AFC championship title. That's me. That's what I think. I mean, 4 games, that's okay, but strip them or something, and then that will be big, because that will last forever. And people can always remember that.
Are you basing this off a little league decision? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, exactly, because if you'll do that to little kids,
right?
Their parents cheating?
Maybe they shouldn't have. That's the thing, though.
And they did. So if you'll do that to them, why can't you do that to this grown man that's been cheating and telling everybody he didn't do it or being real blasé about it? I say strip him.
You know, I do wonder with this whole thing.
They should have got it to coach. You know, let's go back to what they just did, you know, to Jim Boeheim up in Syracuse.
Yeah, exactly.
Ineligible. We're going to strip you, Jimmy, of 100-some-odd wins. We're going to go ahead and take 10 or 15 scholarships.
Yeah.
You know, let's go ahead and look at what they did with Joe Paterno at Penn State. They tore his statue down like he was a dumb thing. Took 100, you know, this man's legacy, and Joe Paterno ain't have nothing to do with it.
Period.
Now, if they can go ahead and do that to all of these other franchises, why aren't they going ahead and saying, no, Coach Belichick, no, you out of there. We're going to take, you know, 25, 50 wins. We're going to fine you $25 million. And then
agree.
Do something a bit severe.
Agree. Agree. Totally agree.
Man, it's just
totally
a little air. Y'all tripping.
No, you're
totally
so crazy.
Agree.
No, I mean, I was wondering about the whole, why isn't there a bigger penalty? I mean, and I'm not going to sit here and talk like I keep up on every stat about the NFL. Do I watch it? Absolutely. But I can't necessarily say I'm like a connoisseur of all things football. But I do wonder, though, I mean, would that have changed the outcome of the game, ultimately? You know,
yes.
I mean, I don't know if it's
right.
I don't know if it's that big, but is it? So is it fair to say that we know that you cheated some bit, but we're still going to let you praise on this Super Bowl win? While the I was the other team from the Super Bowl, I would be all the way high.
I want a rematch.
Because you're not right. Because you're not allowing me the full opportunity to play this game against you, and so that could have changed the whole. Yeah. So I agree. I think that there should have been a harsher punishment, considering it was a Super Bowl. Like, you can't play in the Super Bowl like that. Come on, B.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I agree.
You know what? If I were the other team, I would have demanded a way to deflate my balls on field so that we can have the advantage. Every time it's our down, every time it's our down, give me the little thing, little needle, so I can deflate my ball. Okay, let's go. We ready. Let's play. That's what I would want.
You said if you were the other team, you would want what now?
I would want the ability to deflate my ball. I mean, since they have they're deflating balls to get there, then I'm going to just deflate my ball on field. You know what I mean?
Or
just let me get my ball in, so that way it'd be fair. I don't know why y'all listen to me. I have no idea.
Yeah, I was going to say. Or everybody just play fair. I mean, come on. I don't know.
Right,
just,
exactly. Play fair.
You know, that's one of those. Yeah, just play fair. I mean, that's what we're here for, right? And
yeah.
And then,
right.
Like you said, what are we? Yeah, it's just it's not a good look. I don't really think that the punishment fits the crime at all in that case.
Now, speaking of punishment, that death sentence was issued to the Boston bomber. How about that?
Oh, yeah, I heard about
death
that.
Death penalty.
Yeah.
15 minutes of deliberation. They said, you know what, we're going to put him to death. We're going to sentence him to death. And, of course, they're going to appeal it. The family saying, oh, well, that's not right. And it's like, okay, he bombed a marathon. Are you kidding?
Right.
What do you guys think? Do you guys think he should get the death penalty, or do you guys think he should just rot in jail on the taxpayer's dime?
Let me ask y'all, because I'm you know, again, I'm often one of the people who, you know, in which race is one of the lenses in which I view the world. The guy who assassinated Dr. Martin Luther King, what did he get?
He got off because he probably never even went to jail. They just pinned it on someone else. But go ahead. You talking about the guy that actually went to jail? Yeah,
he went to jail. Right, what about the four girls killed in the church bombings? When they found out that some Klan members did that, what did they get?
Jail.
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure.
All right, more recently, the cop who just shot the brother who was running away in the back, you know, what did he get? The cop who choked to death Eric Garner, what did he get? You know, George Zimmerman, what
Nothing.
Did he get?
Nothing. Fame.
You know,
money.
You know, we're going to... Well, you know, every time something happens to somebody white, oh, it's death, get them out of there. But then when somebody happens to somebody of color, you know, we don't even want to charge them with a crime. We need to be a little bit more critical of how we're viewing these things and the way these court proceedings and due process is actually shaking out in the court. But that's just
my... I'm lost now. Hold on. Re-explain that again because I got lost somewhere. Can you say that again, sir?
I'm saying that if something happens, right, where white people are victimized and their safety feels threatened, right, and we want to be very, very quick to go ahead and, you know, with the most maximum punishments, you know, why are we not being more critical when something has happened to black folk, to people of color? You know, again, when police are out here brutalizing black men, we have to go ahead and wait to see if the news or the police or during their investigation, if anybody's going to come in and maybe even charge somebody with a crime. You do something, somebody's, you know, somebody that's, you know, the complexion for the protection, you know, they charge you in a heartbeat, and then now they want to go ahead and, you know, just put you in the gas chamber. They want to put you in front of a firing squad. They want to go ahead and put you in the chair. I don't think, you know, if we're going to go ahead and apply these sentencing, I think it should be fair across the board. And I don't think, you know, hell, we let a couple other people live.
So you think he should rot in jail?
Why not?
In prison. I hear you.
I think he should too, but I think it's off the strength of, I feel like you should every day while you're sitting in jail, you should be reminded of why you're here. I feel like death is the easy way out in a sense. In this case, you know what I mean? Because then it's just over. I feel like you should have to be reminded every day when you look at those very small four small walls in jail of why you're here. I guess I can't necessarily say that I believe in the death penalty wholeheartedly. I don't think that we should just say, I don't know, I just think you should just rot in jail, like rot in jail.
Yeah. Let me ask you, what do y'all think that this 14-year-old boy knew about making bombs? Are we looking at this as prophecy or, you know, oh, he's Muslim, they said he made a bomb, yep, he did it, yep, kill him. Or are we just looking at this, you know, I don't know. I just don't believe that these two kids, 14 years old, had the wherewithal and the money to just go ahead and go buy explosives. You know, all of that stuff costs money.
They probably made them.
That's a good point, too.
You just can't order the shit off of eBay.
Right, but you can make them, can't you?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if you do anything in this world, there's somebody listening to your camera. There's a microphone. There's some sort of program anyway. So how was this? These two kids, 14, 17, 15, 19, however old they were, how were they able to go ahead and procure these materials to go ahead and get a bomb, and all of a sudden nobody knew nothing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I just no. I don't buy it at all.
Okay. I got you. From my perspective, being a former runner, I just quit last year this time from terrible knee problems. I love to run. I hate that I can't do it now. And those people that was hurt during the bombings, I know they probably feel the same way. I understand the big crowd, and I look at that as I could have possibly been in that crowd. I've been in big crowds running, you know, in different races and stuff, 5Ks, 10Ks. Was working my way up. I don't know if I would have ever did the Boston or whatever, because I can't really stand that city, being, you know, a New Yorker. We don't do Boston. But anyway, just understanding how a lot of people can gather in one place while doing those runs and then have a bomb go off. It's hard for me to really, you know, they need, unless they pull up somebody else and say, no, these are the people that really did it. And I get what Izzy is saying. I really totally understand that. But, you know, if the punishment of y'all to think not giving them the death penalty is too easy, then I say let's put his ass at about the 5 mile, the 2 mile marker when the race first start, and let runners run over his ass and get the chance to run over that bastard for hurting runners. That's mm-hmm. what I say. If you don't want to just put him in jail.
Yeah, I'm more of an eye for an eye type of person too.
Yeah, let's have his ass get trampled or some shit, or let's put him by a pipe bomb. Don't tell him, and he goes somewhere where he normally go when doing an activity, and let the pipe bomb go off on his ass.
Yeah, and let's televise it and make money off it and take that money and pay taxes or something, you know, surplus.
Exactly. Well, that's how I feel about it. You know, I'm not a fan of seeing, because that could have been, you know, me or anybody I know that like to run and stuff. So that's how I feel about it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Moving along into Waco, Texas. I'm not sure if you guys heard about this morning, but gunfire erupted among rival biker gangs. Did y'all know that? 9 people were dead.
Oh,
9 people died.
What? 9 people died? Yo, the bikers are fighting. They're like the pits in the blood of motorcycles.
Texas biker brawl. It happened today. They say it took place at Twin Peaks restaurant and spilled out into the parking lot.
Yo,
and,
how could you ever fight at Twin Peaks? Son, yo, Dictator, you ever been to Twin Peaks?
I haven't been to Twin Peaks here in Atlanta, but when I went to Vegas a few weeks ago, we went to
Twin
Peaks
there.
They
got a Twin Peaks in Vegas?
Yeah,
oh
they got a Twin Peaks in Vegas right on the strip.
Oh, I will be there come this, I will be there in a couple of months. I will be going. Dictator, you ever been to Twin Peaks?
I have not, man. I missed out on that one.
Yeah, when you get a chance, it's right there in Buckhead on Piedmont. Just, right across from the Kroger, and when you get a chance, go in there and have a meal. And just sit at the bar.
I definitely will. I may do that tomorrow.
You will.
I'm definitely be looking out for bikers, though. I'm going to be looking out for bikers.
And you'll have the same question. Like, how did they even have a chance to get upset with each other up in this place? They shouldn't even have paying attention to each other. Right.
But they said that a total of 18 people, were taken to the hospital.
Wow.
They said 8 people were dead on the scene, and another was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital.
Mm. So what were they fighting about? Was someone flat-chested, or what happened? Was a waitress? What happened?
You don't hire someone with 8 cups. What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are so crazy. I mean, you know, they're biker gangs, so it could have just been an issue that it doesn't say specifically on this article here, but I mean, you know, like I said, they're biker gangs, so they probably have had beef for a while.
Testosterone,
Yeah, somebody, they were all at the same place at the same time, and that's what happened. It's crazy,
that's
though.
It goes down like that, like the Bloods and the Crips meeting at Hooters.
Right.
Like, look, you're wearing orange. I don't like orange. It's too close to red.
Right. Right.
During the Final Four this year, you couldn't even get in Twin Peaks and
over there
in Buckhead. Yo, the parking deck was filled. You could not get in there. There was people standing. No, it was a bike. Now that I think about it, it was a biker. There was some bikers up there, Harleys up there. When I walked up, that's right.
I said the Final Four. You're talking about college basketball, though, right?
Right. Just a couple months ago.
Championship, just so that we're clear.
Say again.
I said, who won that championship? Just so that we're clear.
Who won? Once Syracuse was out of it, man, I was, you know, Syracuse. They didn't even let Syracuse didn't even get the chance to go to the Did Syracuse do NIT or no?
No, they talking about they had some self-imposed suspension.
Right, self-imposed. That's right. They had a self-imposed suspension. That's right. So anyway, they didn't play. They didn't play that good. But Duke won. That wasn't the Duke.
Listen, y'all, man, we're almost up, man. It's almost got 8 minutes left. We gotta do one more interlude for our guy BB King, and then we're gonna take it to our final tones. Can we do that?
Okay, cool. That's cool.
We can definitely do that. We'll be back in a minute. Going to go ahead and get our final tones in, but real quick before we get to that, you guys can sign up for text message reminders by texting SCT to 760-670-3130 or just visit our website at settingthetoneradio.com. Also, our podcasts are now featured on both Stitcher Radio and TuneIn. You can simply download either app from your phone, tablet, or computer and search for Setting the Tone Radio. Our podcasts are on iTunes. Visit iTunes Store and search for Setting the Tone Radio, where you can subscribe for automatic downloads.
Yes.
So, do you guys want to go ahead and get the final tones in before we? What's that?
I'm sorry. I'm mesmerized by the singing Lucille. But go ahead, y'all do your final tones. I was just vibing to that.
Yes. Okay, I will go first. My final tone is going to be a quote from B.B. King. His quote was, "When I eventually drop, I pray to God that it'll happen in one of three ways. Firstly, on stage or leaving the stage. Then secondly, in my sleep. And the third way, well, you'll have to figure that out for yourself." And that was a quote from B.B. King. And he actually went his second way, and you know, in the sleep. But
second
I'm pretty
way.
Sure I feel him on the third way. I would like to go the third way.
Yeah, the third way
would
have worked, too.
So that's my final comment.
Although that would traumatize a woman, but whatever.
Exactly. Rest in peace, B.B.
Big Izzy, wow. Where you at?
Yeah, my final tone, I wanted to say rest in peace to Chinx Drugs, another black man, you know, lost his life, you know, some very, very shady circumstances. So shout out to him and his family, all of his fans and supporters. B.B. King, you know, you left a legacy of great music and great lyrics to go ahead and help us through some of our darkest times. So we also want to go ahead and say, you know, shout out to you. Send our condolences to your family, also your fans, supporters. My final tone is, look, stay away from that damn truffle butter. I don't know what the hell I'm doing down there. But it's best of both worlds. Listen, protect yourself, wrap it up, and live, laugh, and love.
Remember?
My final tone is, y'all be safe out there in these streets. Let's get back to making some good music like B.B. King. If you are an artist, out there, just get back to the real feelings. Get back to the soulful music so we can hear about it. We can dance to it. We can, in the words of B.B. King, jive to it. So let's get back to getting to some good music. Absolutely. That's my final song.
Absolutely. Right? And I am with Cool Chick on that. Listen, in addition to just getting out there and understanding and appreciating good music, we need to go ahead and make sure we know what we're listening to and be cognizant of what it does to us and make sure that we understand that there's more to life than just fast money and what people are saying. Don't just go with the crowd. Go with what makes you feel good and find something that's good for you and your family, and stop just listening to BS just because of the beat. And that's my final tone.
And that's the final tone.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm my own man. All the ladies say he's lying, they don't really want to leave him alone. I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own trends. Baby girl, I'm setting the tone. I'm a trendsetter. I'm a trendsetter. 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 Trendsetter.